You're waking up. I'm not quite ready yet. Sorry. I had to drug you. But as your best friend, it's my duty to make sure your bachelor party is something special. Now, I know you said you didn't want one, but we both know what you really mean is that she didn't want you to have one. Even though she's out with her friends right now having her own party. No, don't get up. I mean, you can't get up. I'm good at tying knots, so you're not getting out of that bed until I let you go. Where would you go anyway? You're naked. Sorry. I can tell you're confused. This is a nice little hotel room, registered under your name and paid for with that shared credit card you have with her. And these are receipts for the cover charge and horribly overpriced drinks at a strip club right across the street from here. Also conveniently paid for with that shared credit card. Yeah, I have a plan, you see. We both know you can't marry that bitch. And I'm the only one of us man enough right now to do anything about it, so since you won't listen to my numerous attempts to tell you to call off this wedding, I had to take drastic action. That's why there's a camera here. There's supposed to be a stripper showing up any minute now, and I was going to get some good pictures of the two of you having sex. Although, honestly, just any picture of you having sex with another girl might be good enough for her to call the wedding off, and you lose that horrible fiancé. And I get my best friend back. You'll be pissed for a while, but eventually you realize I helped you dodge a bullet. It's the perfect plan, really. Well, up to the point where the stripper canceled on me, like, half an hour ago. You think it would be easier to find a girl to rape your best friend, especially in this city, and with the job market being what it is? So on to plan B, I guess, which I made up just pretty recently. I'm going to rape you. No, it's cool. She won't know it's me. I have this wig, and it's not like I'll be wearing my normal tomboy clothes. I moved the camera over here, so it will be getting me mostly from the back as I ride you. It will get your face and a good part of my body and your cock and my pussy, but she won't be able to tell it's me. No, look, I'm just doing this for your own good. For both of our goods, actually. You really don't want to marry this girl. No one wants you to marry her except for her. Even her parents hinted that they liked you too much to want you as a son-in-law. And I really miss my best friend. We used to do everything together before she came along. Well, things can go back to the way they were. So let me get out of these clothes. There's just some jeans and a t-shirt, so it's not like the fancy tux I was going to wear to the wedding until your fiancé said you couldn't have a tomboy as your best man. She said her cousin would fill that role. But he's not the one looking out for you like I am. Okay. Whew. Jeans and shirt are off. Let's just make sure they're off camera here. There's no bra, of course, but the old girls still behave pretty well without one. Then I just need to get rid of these boxers. Mine, not yours. Ugh, yours are long gone. There, I even shaved. There was all the stuff I needed in the bathroom here. I may have scratched up my legs a little, but that won't show on the pictures. And now the wig. I don't know if they have tomboy strippers or not, but I can't risk her recognizing my short haircut. But with this wig? Yeah, now I look nothing like me. Because I have short hair, and I'm usually not completely naked. No, I'm not your tomboy best friend. I'm Chastity. I dance 5 nights a week across the street, and tonight you were just so charming that I went home with you after lots and lots of lap dances. So, can you make that thing harder? You're really not selling this entire cheating on your fiancé with a stripper thing. You like my body, don't you? You've never seen me naked until now. I think I could pass as a stripper, but maybe you'd want to think about getting a boob job if I was going to do this long term. But with the short hair hidden, I'm really looking like a regular kind of girl right now. Maybe even one with a pretty good body. I don't want to do this, but I guess I can suck your cock. You'll thank me later. I can sit down on the edge of the bed and let the hair cover my face as I lean down and slowly start sucking you. Oh, well, that's waking you up. What's the matter? Won't she do this for you? Just another reason she's not right for you. I mean, look at me. I'm barely into guys at all, but yet here I am, giving you a blowjob. You're getting hard now, too. Maybe I'm not that good at sucking cock, but a mouth is a mouth, huh? I think she's been holding out on you, bro. This is why I can get you excited so easily. My saliva is also getting all over you, making you nice and slippery. There. That should do the trick. I'm kind of proud I can do that to a guy, or at least Chastity can. But Chastity can do a lot of things. Hold still. I'm gonna get on top of you, you know, cowgirl style. No, don't resist me. Like I said, you aren't getting out of these knots, so you might as well lay back and enjoy this. I'm not doing it because I want to rape you. It's just that I have to. For your own good. Full disclosure here. The stripper was supposed to bring the condoms. I didn't want some stripper riding you bareback, so I was looking out for you, bro. But she's not here. And neither are the condoms now. But just between you and me, I'm pretty low risk for any kind of sexually transmitted disease. And what are the odds I'd get pregnant or anything like that? No, I'm actually asking you because I don't know. They can't be too high, though. Or at least, I hope not. But at this point, I'd be willing to have a baby to help you dodge this marriage. So, just kind of be a sport and hold still for a moment here. I need to get the cock lined up with my pussy, and I need to do it in a way so that the camera can see exactly what's going on. There's the tip. You're about to pop my cherry, dude. I hope there isn't actual blood, or I'll have to Photoshop that out. Now get ready. Chastity is about to fuck the hell out of you. Ah. Oh. Oh, fuck. I hope the camera caught me taking you all in. I'm sure it did. But if not, I can get all this footage of me bouncing up and down on your cock. Oh, good. There's no blood. I won't have to mess with that later. I just need to look like I know what the hell I'm doing. Which means moving my body up and down and back and forth, right? Okay, here it goes. Oh, come on, dude. Cheer up. Your fiance won't like this, but you're getting laid, so that's a plus. Probably have enough footage to get the wedding canceled, but well, I do kind of want to show you a good time tonight. This is your bachelor party, except you're going to be a bachelor a little longer than you expected. Plus, if I can make you come, this suddenly feels less rapey in my mind. I know that's not how it works, but I feel like I at least owe you an orgasm. Yeah, I'm actually not bad at this. It's just another contact sport. I'm always good at those. Even when the contact is your cock and my pussy, huh? I can see you're getting turned on. You can't help it, because I'm doing my best to make you enjoy it. I'll let you fuck me after this. You'll need an outlet with your lust for her gone. Even though I suspect she wasn't that good, or even interested in satisfying it. But I'll let you fuck me anytime you want. It's the least I can do. You can even rape me if you want, you know, so we're even. You can tie me up, although you could just hold me down and I would pretend I couldn't get away. You know what? I think I'm gonna come. I wasn't planning on it. I wasn't planning on any of this, but I'm going to. The two of us coming together will make for a good ending shot for all this. Me riding you with my head thrown back as we come. She'll just love that. Get ready to come, bro. Get ready to come inside me. Oh, maybe I get pregnant, but you always wanted kids, even if she doesn't. If I get pregnant from this, then your wish comes true. You have to hang around for the kids' sake. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. I'm a little scared, but I'm more scared of losing my best friend. I'm also looking forward to us coming just as well, but get ready. Get ready. We need to come together. Don't ask me why it's important. I'll just... It just is. I need you to come and meet. Oh, please. Please come and meet. Ah. 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 That was actually kind of fun. And as I kneel here, your cock still inside me, the pictures of us fucking are being uploaded to your online account, which your controlling fiancé watches like a hawk, so there's no going back now. There. Now, wasn't that more fun than getting married to that stupid bitch? Sorry. I can't untie you right now. You might still be mad, or you might try to call your soon-to-be ex-girlfriend, or otherwise do something one or both of us might regret. So you just have to stay here, tied to the bed. You can fuck some more until you think you've calmed down some. Then I can untie you. Then we can, I don't know, thought maybe we could go out and catch a game while we're in town. My treat. You've already spent way too much money today. Don't worry about your fiancé, though. Your ex-fiancé. She's definitely gone forever. But you'll always have me. I'll make sure of that.